Well, what do you know? I figured there'd be flying rodents swooping around here eventually. What brings you to this lovely establishment, Bats? Huh? Oh, right. I did have my goons kidnap that officer, didn't I? What was his name? Who cares? At least you're here now. Nice work, boys, but I can handle Batsy from here. Him and I have some very important business to discuss. There we go. There's no way he's getting out of this. Wake up. Batsy. I know I hit you pretty hard, but you're not dead, are you? Come on, Bats. Ah, good, you're awake. Let me back up. Got a little too close for comfort, didn't I? I had a hard time getting your attention. Mr. J always knows how to bring you to him, but I didn't need him to trap you, did I? Look, I never had any plans to really kill that officer. He was just bait. Do you really think little old me's capable of cold-blooded murder? Oh, come on, don't look at me like that. Or is that your normal face? Well, that's what I do best. Turning frowns upside down. They say you're incapable of smiling, but I don't believe it. There's gotta be something that can get you to laugh. Here, I'll start off with one of Mr. J's favorites. It went something like this. So a boy is walking with a clown in the forest, and the boy says, "Excuse me, mister, it's getting really dark, and I'm scared." And the clown says, "How do you think I feel? I have to walk home all alone." Oh, that one always cracks me up. Still no laughter? Want to hear another? Oh, silly me. It would help if I took the tape off your mouth, wouldn't it? There you go. I'll put this in case I need to shut you up again. I'm guessing I'm still not getting the laugh out of you, am I? Doesn't matter, because that's not what I brought you here for. My plan. Oh, I'm glad you asked. To be honest, I'm surprised it worked in the first place. I didn't expect you to be dumb enough to fall for the bait. Not to insult you or anything. Everyone has an off day. But I'm glad today was yours, because I've got you right where I want you. It's a good thing Gotham has so many abandoned amusement parks. Makes a perfect place to set up shop. No. My plan is more than tying you up to a chair, I promise. Don't bother trying to cut yourself free, Bats. It won't work. You see, me and Mr. J are in a bit of what you would call a couple's quarrel, know what I mean? You don't have to answer that. I've been trying to help Puddin', but he never appreciates anything I do. It's so frustrating, you know? Calls me useless, good for nothing. Well, show him, Bats. I already proved I could manage to recruit a small gang of my own, and they seem to give you plenty of trouble. I can tell what you're about to say. Save it. I know Mr. J cares for me, and nothing you can say will convince me otherwise. But sometimes a girl needs to go her own way once in a while, prove something to herself. That's why I need to bring you here. You look puzzled. I guess I don't blame you. After Mr. J kicked me out, I thought long and hard on how I could get his attention. Capturing you was the first idea that popped in my head, but then I thought, I wasn't thinking big enough. You see, once I get the idea in my head, I just gotta get it out. A way to really rub salt in the wound. In case I'm not spelling out for you. I'm taking old-fashioned ice-cold revenge. By now, I'm sure you've noticed this big old camera here. You'd be surprised what Penguin has on sale in that lounge office. Snagged it up as soon as the idea popped in my head. I can't keep the secret in any longer. Like I said, I decided that just capturing you wasn't good enough and that I needed to really get put into freak. So I got the naughty little idea to send him a gift in video form. Hold on. You think I'm planning to kill you? That's actually not a bad idea. I'm kidding. Killing you would be just an unnecessary mess and not nearly as fun. I hope you're in for the night of your life, Betsy, because you and I are going to put on one hell of a show for Mr. J. I'll show him who's good for nothing. What's that? You could play the pizza man, and I'll be the poor girl looking for another way to afford it. You're not giving me the look I was hoping for. Don't tell me the idea doesn't turn you on at least a little, any weeny bit. I'm sure even the Dark Knight has fantasies of his own, am I right? I won't even get into mine. Why don't I show you my box of toys? This box isn't just for chattering teeth and x-ray specs, you know. I keep my special toys in here, too. Here it is, introducing the Fat Dildo. Bend over, bats. I'm only kidding, of course. This won't be that kind of movie. Me and Red use this for roleplay night. One of us pretends to be you, and then screws the other. Pretty hot, right? A girl is allowed to be cursed every once in a while, right? I've always wondered what you'd be hiding below that belt of yours, if you know what I mean. You still don't look very amused. Look, you aren't going anywhere as long as you're tied up in that chair. So you might as well enjoy yourself. Don't tell me you never wanted to get back at Mr. J for all the horrible things he's done to you. I wouldn't blame you if you did. Not many guys have endured as much as you have. So please, Bats, this will benefit the both of us. We screw over the Joker by screwing each other. Dill?
I'll take that as a yes. You won't regret this, Bats, I promise. To show ya, here. What? Don't you like a little thumb?
You're a better kisser than I thought, Bats. But you could do a little better on the passion part of it. Let me just put this tape over your mouth again. Get the camera rolling, and we can begin.
I've never actually used one of these. What about you? Oh, right. Tape. Well, it can't be that hard to figure out, can it? Mr. J is right. I gotta start a stupid camera. No. Forget about him. I gotta work in Bats. Hi, Puddin'. I'm sure by now you've been out of your mind worrying where I ran off to after you rudely kicked me out. Well, here I am, alive and well, not needing you to boss me around. As for the whereabouts of your dear Dark Knight, he just so happens to be here with me. You said I couldn't do it, that I had no chance of luring Batsy here into a trap of my own, I guess for once you're wrong. But I'm not just doing this to brag to you, rub it in your face. Enjoy the show, Mr. J. Sorry to keep you waiting, Bats. I needed a worthwhile introduction. This belt better not have tricks or nothing. No tin electrocution, no knockout gas. Good. Then I can remove it without worry. Oh, I've got goosebumps. What about you, Bats? All this buildup got me all hot and bothered. There. Goodbye, utility belt. I want to see just what you've been hiding downstairs. Is it getting hot for me? Oh, I can already feel it bulging. Am I really getting you that excited, Batsy? I guess I do have that effect on people. I can feel it in my hand. It's so warm. Give Holly a look, will ya? Oh, yeah, this is what I was hoping for. This is a Nick Dick Bats. I guess the rumors were true. No matter how many times I asked Catwoman about it, she would never tell. Well, looks like I got myself a way to find out. Let me start stroking it for you. See if this thing can get any bigger. I'll try not to go too fast. Don't want you coming too early. Ooh, it feels so nice in my hand. Been a while since I stroked one like this. Let's spice things up a bit. I'm sure Mr. J won't be all that riled up over a little hand job. My mouth can do a lot more than just make jokes, you know. Holly wants a taste. I can do some pretty crazy things on my tongue, wanna see? Let me just gently lick up the shaft. Ooh, you tensed up. I think you like that. I love it when you squirm like that. Does my tongue feel that good on your cock? I like the way you taste. What do you call it? Grim and moody? Let's see if I can fit it all in my mouth. Well, I've never gone that far before. Did you like that bat? What do you say? Do I suck better than the kitty cat? Maybe we can compare someday. Let Ivy join in too. Don't get too excited over that. It has to be on a day where we don't all want to kill each other. You can grab my pigtails all you want. You don't have to be gentle with me. Kinkier the tape, the better. Here, let me help you out. Now let me go down, hold me down. As much force as you can. That was so much harder than I was expecting. You look stronger than Mr. J, that's for sure. I know your cock is already good in my saliva and all, but let me fetch some lube. Ta-da! Cotton candy flavored. They should come up with everything these days, don't they? I thought it was only fitting after all. Let me pop the cap. And let it drip all over that hot cock of yours.
Not too much. Oh, perfect. Let's spread it further. Let me get back to stroking. Oh, yes. This makes things much easier. This also lets me jerk you off faster. As of now, I've only moved my hand slowly. But I can do so much better than that.
Bet you'd never gotten a handjob like this, Bats. It's hard enough to make most guys explode. Glad you're still keeping in it. Can't waste the drop. Oh. How do you do it anyway? I know you went through some crazy ninja training or something, according to the cat. Does increased stamina also count in a case like this? Because if so, wow, this is going to be way more fun than I dreamed.
Oh, it really does taste like cotton candy. Give me more of a taste. Give you more of my soft lips.
I think I got all of it. Let's go to the main attraction. Let me get out of this get up. Give you a look at me and all my new glory. It's times like these. I hate these costumes. I'm sure you understand, right? Slipping on and off, body on each night can't be easy. If I were you, I'd stay in that suit as long as possible. I know Mr. J teases you about it, but I think it's pretty sexy. Maybe it's the ears. Freedom at last. I can let my tits free. What do you think, Bats? Like Venus herself, ain't it? It's all yours tonight, Batsy. I'm giving you a free ticket to exploit yourself. Mr. J never appreciated my body. Maybe you can. Let me give you a feel. Oh, that's right. Squeeze my tits in your hand. Oh, I want you to rub my nipples. That's right. Give Holly what she's been craving. Let me give you a good look at my pussy. It's only fair. You show me yours. Put your fingers in Bats. Do it. I need this. Yes. Oh, yes. Get a good look. I'm dripping wet. Can you see? Just feel me. All of me. Feel my bright pink lips quivering at your touch. I never expected to get this emotional. I'm not wasting time, Bats. Time to give you a ride. I have a feeling this will be better than any roller coaster. Let me just climb on your lap. Oh, God. It's so close to my pussy. I can feel it pressing against my lips. Are you ready, Bats? Ready to know what it's like being inside Holly Quinn? All I know is I'm not letting you free until I get a chance to ride this cock. Now let's do it, B-Man. Oh my God. Oh, you're really doing it, Bats. We're really going in. You screwed me. Oh my God, it feels so good. I can feel all of you. It's going so deep. Oh, do you like how I feel? Can you feel my pussy lips dropping around your cock? Oh God, you feel it make me so wet. Can you feel it? Oh, I feel my juices dribble down your cock. Feel how warm my inner walls are. Oh, I want to feel you thrust inside me. I want to ride you. Oh.
Get a good look at me, Mr. J. Right, you were sending me. Watch me love every second of it. Take a look at my ass as I take his cock all the way inside me. Every thrust, he feels so much bigger than you. So much bigger. Oh, for the first time, I'm out done, yeah. I hope you can jerk off to this, because that's pretty much all you can do now. You like me riding your pants? Yeah? Oh, I can tell you're loving it. Being inside me is making you so hot. If you dreamt about this, I wouldn't blame you if you did. I'm pretty hot, right? I'm gonna break this chair if I ride you any faster. I don't even care. I can feel you twitching. Your clothes exploding, aren't you? I have no plans of pulling you out, so I'm gonna ride you till you burn. I can feel myself getting close to you. I'll confess, I'm a bit of a squirt-a-bath. You don't mind, do you? I think you just want to make me come. Oh, make little old Holly explode with this stick cock of yours. I'm going to let my pussy squeeze you out of every last drop. Strap in. The threat's about to get faster. Oh, can't do me, Patsy. Give me all of your gum. I need it. I need all of it. Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, my God, I'm gone. Best. Wow, I almost hit you in the eye. Whoops. Oh, gotta congratulate you, Mats. You actually made me come first, but you're not holding in for me any longer, because I'm getting your gum, whether you like it or not. Oh, yes. Oh, I can feel it. I made you come, Mats. Oh, couldn't hold any longer, could you? Oh. Oh, this is the kind of cream pie I like. Oh, so warm. I can't believe Bats just came inside me. I can't believe I loved it. What about you, Batsy? I know you liked it. You could have gotten out of those ropes anytime you wanted to. But you chose to stick around and screw me. I guess I should be honored. Get a good look, Puddin'. All of it dripping out of me. I hope you enjoyed a little show. Well, Bats, we still have a bit more recording time left, and I happen to have one more hole you can explore, so I'll give you an option. We can continue the fun, or I can let you free to do whatever. I was hoping you'd pick that.